Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
May is coming to a close, and that means we're wrapping up Sex Month on YouthCast. The final installment, the climax, if you will, comes from Johanna Greenberg of Blunt Youth Radio. And be sure to keep listening at the end because there's a special bonus story this week. I don't want to give too much away, but it involves robot reproduction. But first, here's Johanna Greenberg.
S-E-X, the big S word. At times, it can be very amusing.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
Yet at other times, it can be incredibly awkward, especially with one's parents.
Well, on the self-abuse front, this is important. I don't think it's advisable to do it in the shower. It wastes water and electricity, and because we all expect you to be doing it there in any case. And, not under the linen. Well, anyway, if you're worried about anything at all, just feel free to ask, and we'll look it up.
Dad, you know I'm 16.
Huh. More reason to be having this little heart-to-heart.
Thanks, Kevin Klein. I now know to never have sex in the shower. As for myself, I remember receiving the How Babies Work book and the period book, but I have no recollection of an actual sex talk. I decided to ask my peers about their conversation about sex with their parents. Some were in the same circumstances as me.
Have your parents given you a sex talk?
No!
And others just plain wouldn't comment.
I'm not telling you.
I feel uncomfortable. Leave me alone.
Yeah, other parents got into the juicy details.
I know that my mom has said, like, I don't know, something like premarital sex. This is something that she doesn't really get, and people are, like, being against it because teaching kids that makes them think that sex is scary, I guess. And because, like, you know, you have to wait or else you'll, like, blow up or something. And she said that that's not what she wants to tell kids, that sex is scary, because it's something that's, you know, part of all of us, because we're all a result of it.
Well, I think I was the person to ask them, and then they just sort of explained some things for me.
So what did they say to you?
I don't really remember. They were talking about how it's supposed to be a loving thing between two people, and that it's not just for having sex, just that it shouldn't be done just for the act.
It's just been really awkward and, like, how I need to protect myself and stuff. I don't know. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. And when the commercials come on, my dad's always like, pay attention, Mary. So.
Yeah, so my parents are just like, be safe, don't do it. Yeah, and don't get pregnant because I don't want to be your grandparent or something. Yeah. Fun parents, like that.
My parents say that we don't want, like, little yous running around because one's enough.
Have your parents given you a sex talk?
Yes.
What have they said to you?
They said that I shouldn't go up in girls' rooms and close the door, and there was to be no canoodling in front of them.
They told me all about how it's done and how to be safe and where to buy condoms.
Well, it was just like, Peter, well, here's the time we're going to tell you about the birds and the bees and stuff, and then, you know what happened.
I know what happened. No, I don't know what happened.
Well, my middle school taught a lot about it, like sex and stuff. But they taught it, like, I went to a Catholic middle school. So they taught about it in, like, a godly, like, way. Like, you weren't supposed to use your penis yet.
I remember my dad doing it. And he's like, oh, if you need anything, yeah, just come call me. Or I don't know. It was just really awkward. And it was...
They're pretty real about it. I mean, they figured that I was going to be sexually active, so they said that if I had any questions, I could just come to them.
He asked me if I knew what the bases meant, and I was like, yes, I do know what the bases mean and what they are. He's like, have you ever been to any of the bases? And I was like, I got embarrassed, and I was like, yes. And he's like, well, you know, there's plenty of room between, like, first, second, and third base. You can take your time. You don't need to get it all done now.
The bases, eh? Well, my parents never talked to me about that, so I decided to ask my parents what they thought I should know about sex. So what do you think that me as a 17-year-old girl in high school should know about sex?
Sex is an intimate experience with someone about whom you care. And so I hope your experience with sex is with someone about whom you care and who cares about you very much and respects you and wants to share sex as an experience of love.
That it's not just something to play around with. That's what I want you to know, is also being careful of, because there are consequences of impulsive sex, you know, pregnancy and HIV, and those are the kinds of... Did I say pregnancy?
When should I know I'm ready?
When you really and truly love someone and someone loves and cares and respects you. The decision about sex should be a very careful, careful one. You're really putting your whole vulnerability and self on the line. I think the longer the kids can wait to have sex, the better.
Well, Mom and Dad, you have nothing to worry. I will certainly wait until I am in love. This is Johanna Greenberg reporting for Blood Youth Radio.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirts.
Johanna's story is part of Sex Month on YouthCast. This week was about the talk, last week was teen marriage, and the week before was bisexuality. At the beginning of the month, we launched something called the Sex Ed Project. We asked listeners to submit memorable sex ed moments, and we didn't have strict rules, but we just said that sex ed isn't necessarily confined to the classroom. The results were all over the board. We heard stories about internet pornography, a substitute sex ed teacher with a lazy eye, a self-examination aided by two friends and a flashlight, and so much more. But one story stood out, both for educational value and sexiness. Here's Jen Turner, a YouthCast listener from Washington, D.C.
I'm going to tell the story of how I learned about doing it via robots. My parents gave me a book when I was 8 years old that basically encompassed the entirety of the universe. And nestled in between a section about the gestation period of elephants and the solar system or something was 3 pages explaining sex with a pink robot and a blue robot. Well, these pages were monumental. There was one robot that was blue and it had a long coil coming out of it. And the other was pink, and it had basically a hole in it that the coil could obviously fit into. And then it had these two, you know, garish bells on it to represent breasts or whatever. And then that was it. The coil, you know, got bigger and then went into it. And the next page was about pregnancy. There was no robot birth. It was human birth. So that was misleading. I would say this was a very clinical relationship going on between these two robots. You know, it was down to business, taking care of it, making a baby, getting it over with.
So if you have kids, are you going to pass along the robot book like a treasured family heirloom?
You know, while it gave me a very, you know, basic outline, it left me feeling void of emotion. And if there's anything I want my children to know, it's that, you know, boobs are not made of bells, and dicks are not made of coils, and, you know, love your partner, etc.
Words of wisdom from Jen Turner. And a fourth item I'd add to that is that sex isn't just about straight people making babies. Indeed, youth producer Sidla Luce has a story about how a queer sex ed class released the floodgates of puberty. It's about dental dams, and you can hear all the juicy details at youthcast.org. While you're there, you can read other submissions to the Sex Ed Project. And if you've got a great sex ed story of your own to share, it's not too late. Just go to youthcast.org and leave a comment on the blog. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX, a website that is all about youth radio. Go to generation.prx.org to learn more. YouthCast will be back in 2 weeks with another story by a talented young producer. Youthcast is the next generation of sound. It is a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. I'm Kira Feldman. Thanks for listening.